However, the difference between human beings and the animals is that the extent to which we are able to fulfill the aspiration, go about fulfilling this aspiration to be happy and overcome suffering. For example, when you look at the nature of suffering and happiness, the happiness that we seek, the suffering that we wish to avoid, there are principally two categories. One category of suffering and happiness are really pertain to the level of our sensory experiences. These are experiences that we normally experience through the five senses, be it happiness, pleasure, or pain and suffering. Then there is, however, another level of experience, be it happiness or suffering, that has more to do with what can be called mind, the mind or mental faculty, which involves the application of thoughts and emotions and more complex thoughts and cognitive processes. So we can perhaps say that human beings are able to extend their quest for happiness and overcoming of suffering at both these levels, whereas animals, their quest is confined only to the sensory level.